Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Go behind the scenes for the first time ever at the Bronx Zoo, a New York institution and a world leader in wildlife conservation and public education. Animal Planet's new series, The Zoo, focuses on stories of dozens of animals and experiences at the Bronx Zoo and its critical mission to preserve wildlife around the globe. Jim Brahini is director of the Bronx Zoo, also Wildlife Conservation Society Executive Vice President and General Director of Zoos and Aquarium. Jim is responsible for the operation and management of the New York Aquarium, the Bronx Central Park Prospect, and Queens Zoos. The zoos and aquarium house more than 24,000 animals representing 1,400 species. Jim holds a B.S. in biology from Manhattan College and M.S. in biology from Fordham. Been with the Wildlife Conservation Society for 43 years, 36 as a full-time staff member. He's a member of a number of professional organizations, currently chair-elect of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. An in-depth look at the Bronx Zoo, Saturdays 10 Eastern Pacific on Animal Planet. Jim Brahini joining us on This Week in America. Jim, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
You know, I imagine you'd never done anything like this before. Why did you feel this was the right time and the right presentation?
Well, we feel that there's a lot of misconceptions about zoos and aquariums now, and we thought the best way to get our story out there, to tell our story, was to invite Animal Planet in, give them like total access to what goes on behind the scenes every day at the Bronx Zoo. We wanted to invite the audience in, give them a chance to meet the animals, meet the people that take care of them, see all the diverse skills and talents these people bring, not only to taking care of the animals, but also to the greater mission of relating our animals and exhibits to the conservation work we do, saving species in the wild.
You know, there's so many things that jump out as you're watching this. First of all, let's talk about the employees, because there really is a special bond. You've got one lady who's saying, you know, people are okay, but I'd rather spend my day with these penguins. I mean, there really is a special bond, isn't there, between the employees and the animals at the zoo?
I think that's the thing I'm most proud of, probably, is that, you know, we have a tremendous team of dedicated, talented, passionate employees, and most of the time they kind of work day-to-day in anonymity, and they don't really get any kind of recognition. The average person that comes to the zoo is not really aware of them or what they do. If we can highlight these different people and what they do every day when they go through their routines of taking care of the animals, and you can really see the relationship that they work on and build with these animals and how that pays off in both the animals' care and the animals' happiness and well-being.
With us on This Week in America, Jim Brahini. We're talking about the new Animal Planet series, The Zoo, behind the scenes at the legendary Bronx Zoo, Saturdays 10 Eastern Pacific on Animal Planet. You've said it's not just enough to keep animals in exhibits for people to look at. There has to be a higher purpose, and I know that purpose has evolved over the years. A couple minutes left in the program. Tell us about that and what you're attempting to do and what you want us to take away from the program, The Zoo.
You know, there's an association called the Association of Zoos and Aquariums in the U.S., and we have about 234 members, because the Bronx Zoo is part of that association. And the zoos and aquariums that are members of that association are probably, you know, the best in the world. And, you know, while they're dedicated to individual animal care and managing species that they have, you know, in their zoos and aquariums, they really are committed to a higher purpose, which is the conservation of species in the wild. And I think the average visitor that comes to the local zoo isn't really aware of the fact how much we do to work with and save species around the globe. Last year, AZA members put more than $186 million into saving species in the wild. Now, that's a huge conservation effort, and we're only able to do that because of the support we get from our visitors and members, the information we give them, the fact that we connect them to nature, we get them to care, and we empower them in ways to help us on our mission to save these species.
I got about a minute here, but it's interesting, as I'm reading, a number of park guests actually get involved in the advocacy groups that you're talking about. How does that make you feel? They come to the zoo, maybe that's not on their mind. After they get the entertainment, the education at the zoo, they decide they're going to sign up and become quite vocal in presenting these problems.
Yeah, it makes us feel great because, you know, it's very easy to ask people for money, but sometimes, you know, there's other things you can do besides money, like advocate. And a perfect example of that was the movement that we started for 96 elephants, which basically was an answer to the fact that over 35,000 elephants were being slaughtered each year for their ivory. Zoos and aquariums in this country joined together, got their members, got their visitors to get together, petitioned their local officials. We actually changed the law in the U.S. so that we shut down the trade in domestic ivory. And now that's spreading to other countries like China, which has also pledged to shut down its domestic trade.
And that 96 elephants die a day. That's one every 15 minutes. Basically, during the course of this program, one has lost its life for ivory. It's something that you're at the forefront of. We're talking about the new Animal Planet series, The Zoo, behind the scenes at the legendary Bronx Zoo, Saturdays 10 Eastern Pacific on Animal Planet. Jim, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to the series.
Thanks very much, Rick.
You're welcome. Jim Brahini, director of the Bronx Zoo. You'll see him in the new Animal Planet series, The Zoo, at Saturday nights, 10 Eastern Pacific, on Animal Planet. You're listening to This Week in America. We're right back.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.